Number 73, be careful, don't act sloppily. Two young, handsome men, both with the aura of a wealthy family's young master, stared at each other with wide eyes, neither expecting the other to appear here.
Shoujie, didn't you say you wouldn't participate in this task?
Chen Fengjie, the slightly older of the two, asked with a hint of embarrassment.
I couldn't help but come and take a look, Wang Shoujie said, rubbing his nose and suppressing the urge to fight.
And you, Brother Chen?
Why are you here?
Could it be?
It's a misunderstanding, a real misunderstanding, Chen Fengjie said hastily, wiping the sweat from his forehead. Firstly, the plan required someone to play the role of a strong and wealthy family's young master, and I couldn't find anyone suitable. I thought it was a challenging task, so I decided to take it on myself. Secondly, to be honest, I heard from Fenghua that Miss Luoxian is as beautiful as a goddess, and I was curious. So, I participated in this task to broaden my horizons.
Haha, let me ask a few questions first, and then we'll settle this, Wang Shoujie said, observing Chen Fengjie's expression and words, and believing about 80% of what he said.
He then turned to Wang Mei and asked, Wang Mei, did this young master behave improperly towards you?
I report to the master, Wang Mei said seriously.
When this young master first saw me, he was dazed for about 3 breaths, and then he turned his head away, not daring to look anymore. Apart from that, he didn't do anything improper. Upon hearing this, Chen Fengjie finally let out a sigh of relief, proving his innocence. Otherwise, he didn't know what Wang Shoujie, his future brother-in-law, might do. However, Chen Fengjie was taken aback, looking surprised, and asked, Wang Mei?
Could this be Miss Luoxian's real name?
Is she a retainer of the Wang clan?
Haha, what if she is a retainer of the Wang clan?
Wang Shoujie said with a hint of a smile.
How about it, Brother Chen? Do you want me to give you a retainer as a dowry?
Absolutely not, absolutely impossible, Chen Fengjie said, sweating profusely, and hurriedly bowed several times.
I, Chen Fengjie, can swear to heaven that my heart towards Luo Yi is pure. I would never be two-faced or unfaithful.
The young patriarch's oath was not something to be taken lightly, and it showed how anxious he was. Wang Shoujie saw that he had hit Chen Fengjie hard enough and stopped, laughing and bowing.
I naturally trust Brother Chen's character.
Brother Chen, please sit down.
Wang Mei, serve tea.
Wang Shoujie took his seat first, exuding an air of confidence.
Chen Fengjie wiped the cold sweat from his forehead, bowed in return, and thanked Wang Shoujie. He then sat down opposite Wang Shoujie, feeling a bit uneasy, as if he had become the guest instead of the host. Wang Mei, who was as elegant as a celestial being, poured tea with a gentle and quiet demeanor, as if she had a unique charm.
Master, please have some tea.
Young Master Chen, please have some tea.
Their conversation had already made it clear to her that this slightly older young master was Chen Fengjie, the young patriarch of the Chen clan, and also the future husband of Miss Luo Yi.
He was indeed very handsome, with an extraordinary bearing, although not as good as her master.
She made a mental note while pouring tea.
Shoujie, when did you take in such a retainer?
Chen Fengjie asked after taking a sip of tea, still curious. Not only is her appearance and demeanor exceptional, but her cultivation is also unfathomable.
I don't mean anything else, it's just that I find it hard to believe.
It was true that her cultivation was unfathomable, otherwise, the small spirit jade pendant that Wang Shoujie had bought for 1,000 gold coins, the breath-holding pendant, would have been a waste. The pendant was originally meant for Wang Shoujie to hide his cultivation, but now it was being used by Wang Mei to its fullest effect.
While other things could be faked, cultivation aura was not something that could be easily deceived. Imagine a high-ranking young lady from a wealthy family having only a qi-refining realm cultivation of 3 layers?
Brother Chen, Wang Shoujie said with a smile, have you heard that curiosity can kill a cat?
Why don't you go ask my sister?
I dare not, absolutely dare not, Chen Fengjie said. No matter how curious he was, he could only suppress his doubts.
Even if he had 1,000 times the courage, he wouldn't dare ask Wang Luoyi.
By the way, Brother Chen's boat is quite impressive, Wang Shoujie said, looking around and laughing.
This boat is luxurious and high-end, and there's even a bedroom over there.
TSK TSK, Brother Chen is living a life of luxury.
I'm not joking, Shoujie, Chenfang Jie said, still feeling the sting of Wang Shoujie's words. If I dared to build such a luxurious boat for my own enjoyment, my father would have broken my legs long ago. He sighed and said, this is a boat I borrowed from the young master of the Donghai Garrison, the Eastern Sea King's Dantai family.
The Donghai Garrison's Eastern Sea King, the Dantai family?
Wang Shoujie asked, showing some curiosity. Brother Chen has a wide circle of friends, even being able to interact with the young master of the Dantai family. Compared to the remote Hundred Island Guard, the Donghai Garrison, which is a neighboring region, has more interactions with the Changning Guard. Among the most famous families in Donghai Garrison, the Eastern Sea King's family, the Dandantai family, is renowned for its fleet that dominates the East Sea, with unparalleled prestige. Although the Chun clan of Donggang has a good momentum, it is far from comparable to the Eastern Sea King in terms of scale and strength. Chen Fangjie sat up straight, thought for a moment, and said, I also got to know that young master during a joint operation to eliminate a group of pirates.
That young master from the Dandantai family has exceptional talent and is deeply loved by the elder generation of the Dandantai family. However, he is ultimately the second son of the main lineage.
You know, according to the rules of the martial clan, it's always the eldest son who inherits, not the younger ones. But this young master has exceptional talent and is ambitious, unwilling to spend his life managing the family's assets. Therefore, he is generous and broad-minded, building relationships and networking, and will likely branch out on his own in the future. This ship is just one of his vessels on the inner river, which he lent to me since it was idle. As Chen Fangjie spoke, it became clear that the Chen clan of Donggang was far inferior to the Dandantai family of the East Sea in terms of overall scale. However, the layout of the future three-spirit platform was already taking shape, and Chen Fangjie, as the young patriarch of the Chen clan, had excellent personal qualities and abilities, with an unlimited future ahead. With their shared experience of joint operations, and each side taking what they needed, it was natural for them to form an alliance.
Is Chun brothers plan to directly impersonate the young master of the Dandantai family? Wang Shoujie raised an eyebrow, smiling, do we need to play it so big?
I initially just wrote to Chen brother to find someone to pretend to be a seller from the East Sea, and that would be enough to sell a batch of grain.
Why do we need such a grand scheme?
I wouldn't dare to slack off since you entrusted me with this task, Chen Fangjie said with a smile. Since you've entrusted me with this phase of the plan, I'll take care of how to execute it and make it better. You don't need to thank me too much, just speak well of me in front of Luoyi after it's done, and save some face for me when I get married.
Moreover, Luoxian should be playing the role of Miss Joan from the Hundred Island Guard, right?
Being able to trade with the Joan clan is likely a privilege reserved for powerful families. Besides, impersonating the Eastern Sea King will make the plan even smoother.
Wang Shoujie stroked his chin, pondering for a moment, will impersonating the Eastern Sea King's son pose a risk? It's just a transaction that complies with the Dakian law with two newly rich families, what risk could there be?
Chen Fangjie said confidently, not to mention that the Dantai and Yu families won't know.
Even if they do, it's just a laugh. Could it be that the Lu and Zhao clans would really dare to seek verification from the Celestial clan?
Instead, you're using the changing situation to set up such a clever trap, burying the Zhao and Lu clans at once.
I, your brother, am in awe.
This was also why Chen Fangjie attached great importance to Wang Shoujie's letter and put in a lot of effort. He was also puzzled about how Wang Shoujie had obtained so much grain. Various signs indicated that this future brother-in-law was not an ordinary person, and the Ping and Wang clan would likely rise to power in his hands. Chen Fangjie was naturally delighted to see the Wang clans rise to power. Given the depth of their alliance, they would inevitably become natural allies.
It's just because the Lu and Zhao clans are not upright that I have an opportunity.
So, I thank Chen brother for his personal support, Wang Shoujie said, using tea as a toast. Mutual support, Chen Fangjie replied, smiling, by this time next year, you'll be calling me brother-in-law, and you shouldn't be so polite.
Then I won't be polite, Wang Shoujie said, raising his hand to signal Chen Fangjie to leave, I have some confidential matters to discuss with retainer Wang Mei.
Ah?
Was he really being so impolite?
This was a ship I borrowed.
However, as the carefully nurtured young patriarch of the Chen clan, Chen Fangjie was a patient person and could only nod, saying, I'm feeling a bit bored inside,
so I'll go take a stroll.
Please, go ahead.
After speaking, Chen Fangjie left the cabin and went to the ship's deck. Even in the summer, the night wind on the Yan River was still a bit chilly. Chen Fangjie would occasionally glance back at the cabin, feeling suspicious about Wang Shouji's midnight meeting with Wang Mei, and deliberately driving him out.
Could it be?
Chen Fangjie's heart skipped a beat.
Wouldn't it be?
A small voice in his heart said, how could it not be? Wang Mei had an extraordinary aura, like a fallen immortal, and every word and gesture made people feel that her background was extraordinary. Such an extraordinary beauty, with a deep and hidden aura, couldn't be cultivated by an ordinary family. How could she be just a retainer of the Wang clan? Thanks to Wang Shijie, who had intentionally come up with a mediocre retainer name, Wang Mei, this wasn't intentional concealment, was it? What were they discussing in private at midnight?
Okay. I understand.
The night wind was blowing Chen Fangjie's hair into disarray.
Guard your heart, guard your heart.
Don't be reckless. If the Lu clan's young lady were to find out, it would be a huge scandal.